Welcome everyone to another episode of Slasher Scotty. I am your host, Scotty McCoy, and boy, do I have a surprise for all of you. I have on Zoom with me right now, let's see if I can pronounce this right, Asif Akbar. Is that
You got
correct?
it. Yeah, you
Awesome.
got it.
Perfect. And he is the director of three movies that are coming out. One is already out, if I'm not mistaken, Mojave Diamonds. And then
Yeah, it just came out.
absolutely. And we have also MR9 and Boneyard, which we're going to get into as well. So I'm so excited to get into these. How are you doing, Asif?
I'm doing well, Scotty. Thank you, and thanks for having me on. And excited to have a chat.
Absolutely. Just so everyone knows, I just explained to Asif before we went, before I started recording, I don't have light over on this part of my, and my office is still a little renovated. So I'm going to be getting darker as it gets nighttime because it's 8 o'clock over here Eastern time. So I'm going to be getting darker as the sun keeps going down. But I do have a couple of questions for you. The first one is more of a refresher from the last time I had you on the show because this is your second time here. And just for anybody that hasn't seen the first interview, or just to remind people who have, how did you get your start into filmmaking?
Oh man, I started filmmaking basically from when I was a kid, around 10, 11 years old. I picked up a little handy cam, home video camera, and went and shot things with my friends just for fun, during our free time. And we would make little short films and content, and that sprung into me making professional content from the age of 16. I was always kind of into the liberal arts and performing. I was a child actor growing up, did theater, did some modeling, did some TV work, and dabbled in the acting. And then I started realizing that I wanted to tell my own stories and be more hands-on in actually making the films behind the scenes. And I was always into writing. So it all kind of sprung together throughout my childhood into my teenage years, and then that became part of my education. But I was already working professionally in my teenage years, and side by side, I took, the educational path and got my degree in filmmaking and everything as well. But I was always making movies, always making something for an audience, and just the platform started getting bigger and bigger. The films and the production, they started elevating more, all around. So now, it's been a long road, but I feel like I'm just getting started, and I'm excited for what's to come. And I've been very blessed to be able to do some of the movies that I've been able to do the last few years. And again, it's been about elevating, to the bigger and better movies, to where we're able to, utilize bigger resources and budgets to be able to tell those stories a little bigger, and also to work with some, great legendary cast and talent that I've been blessed to work with. It's been a exciting ride.
Absolutely. And three of those movies we have Mojave Diamonds, MR9, and Boneyard. So what can you tell us about all three of those films?
They're all different. They're all different. And then I also have another film in there coming out, called Skeletons in the Closet, that we just delivered. That's with Terrence Howard and Cuba Gooding Jr., Udo Kier. That's a paranormal horror film, so that's a horror film there. And then we have Mojave Diamonds, which is a throwback to the 80s, 90s action flick with, UFC stars, turning into actors that are just kicking ass. It's just a fun ride action film. And then you have Boneyard, which, we have in Boneyard we had Mel Gibson and 50 Cent, which was amazing to work with. And that's a thriller inspired from true events, about a serial killer. And then, MR9 is a international spy action thriller based on a spy novel series, kind of like an Asian James Bond. And that has a really nice, group of international cast, along with Frank Grillo, Michael Jai White, ABM Sumon playing, MR9, and along with some Indian actors and Chinese actors. So it's another fun, different film. So I've been just blessed to be able to make all these diverse, you know, genre films, and, you know, working my way up still, and learning every day. That's the most important thing. I'm getting bigger and better as a filmmaker with, you know, obviously the amazing talent I'm getting to work with, and the people around me, the team, along with just being a student to this industry every day. You know, every day I wake up, I learn something about life and my work in general.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's the one thing I love about your movies, is that they do have a diverse cast. Like, it's not just like all one race or all one, you know, ethnicity.
Right.
It brings a whole diverse set of talent to your films. And that's amazing, because I mean, and speaking of that, because you mentioned about working on with bigger budgets and everything like that. And obviously you need to have a big budget when you have people like 50 Cent and Mel Gibson, you know?
Yeah, and the diversity ranges. I mean, it's not just because I'm forcing the diversity of the races and the type of actors and people we have and the stories. I mean, it's just reality. I mean, I try to base my stories and films kind of more reality based. And even like, you know, MR9, which is, you know, based off of a novel series that was published, you know, 60 years ago, we modernized it. And in today's time in society, the reality is there's a lot of diversity all around and everything. And so naturally that becomes part of the story and what fits with the casting. And so I think we're just kind of in a really interesting time and phase of you know, our times of making movies, to where you know, it's not really an agenda of mine to, you know, only make diverse stories and films. It's just naturally that's where we are as people right now in time.
Absolutely. Now I know Mojave Diamonds, I believe that one was the one that is, I'm not sure if all the others are, but that one is by Lionsgate. So with it being a bigger budget through that company, what do you believe is the hardest part with having a bigger budget compared to, like, say, creating a lower budget independent type of movie?
Well, the bigger the budgets, the bigger the film, the bigger the risk it becomes. The stakes are higher. There's more pressure from, you know, I guess you can say more armchair generals and just more people involved and more chefs in the kitchen, which sometimes can be good and bad. But with the bigger films, obviously, you know, there's a formula that you have to stick to and follow. And, you know, there's the pressure of not like, you know, maybe making, you know, certain elements properly. I mean, you have, you know, certain guidelines and time frames and budgets to work with, and you have to just make sure all the elements are always precisely, you know, working out and you're being watched. On the smaller films, you get to experiment a little bit more. You can think outside the box a little bit. You can push boundaries. So that's, I guess, the difference between the studios and the independents, right? But they both have their pros and cons. As an artist, sure, it's great to do the independents, but, you know, for the business side of it, obviously, it's very, you know, refreshing also to be able to work under a studio and for a studio, you know, and to deliver to a studio where there are certain guidelines and standards, just make you better at the end of the day as a filmmaker. And also you have to realize, I mean, we are artists, but at the end of the day, this is a business. We're making a product for an audience, for a distributor, for a buyer. And so it's not really all about us. We have to make a movie for other people. And so, you know, I have to cater as a filmmaker. My job is to cater to the audience, to the buyers, to the distributors, to everyone else but myself. But at the same time, I have to make something I believe in, and also have fun doing myself, and feel like that I'm making something that will satisfy my audiences, you know. And so that's what satisfies me, is knowing that I'm able to entertain the people I'm making the film for. And you're never going to be able to make everyone happy 100%, but, you know, all it takes is that few that just enjoys it. And that's what it's about.
Absolutely. And a lot of people fail to realize that even though it's fun to make a movie, it can be stressful, but it's also fun, you know, be an actor and all that. Very stressful. Very stressful.
And it should be fun. That's the thing at the end of the day. And
yeah,
it is. If you love it, that's the only way you can do it.
Right. And a lot of people don't realize, though, that it's also a job. It's how you're supporting your family. You know, is
Right.
that your quote unquote 9 to 5, so to speak? Except sometimes you don't have 8 hours on set. You have 16 or 12.
Yeah,
Like
sometimes 24/7 too,
sometimes
depending on
24/7.
what you're doing.
Exactly.
As a
Especially.
director, you know, I'm bringing the work home until
Absolutely.
done.
Absolutely. And I've been there just on the independent scene and just doing it from on my own, where I'm doing everything from the writing to the producing to the acting to the editing. You know, you actually have a team, and it sometimes that can be even more stressful because some people are telling you to do it this way, other people are telling you to do it that way. You
Right,
know.
and it's a big thing of it is management, leadership, of a team. Like you said, that's the key. You're, you know, working with a big number of, you know, people and a big team, and a lot of people don't realize film is probably the most collaborative art form there
Yeah.
is. You have such a big team, and everyone matters. And you know, I'm one of those filmmakers that are very hands-on throughout every process and phase of the
Yeah.
filmmaking, you know, phases, but at the same time, I like to have people I can trust and rely on around me that are also, as I believe, as good as me or better than me, so we can all, you know, do the best we can as a whole group, as one, you know, as a team. And that's another thing I love about this work is that, you know, you have people you can work with like that.
Right.
It's a teamwork. You know, and
Absolutely.
at the end of the day, we make magic happen. You know, every film is a miracle, and just to be able to do what we do, it's a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what would you say is your most favorite part about being a filmmaker? Would it be the writing, the editing, just the directing in general? Is there a favorite part of the directing?
I would say the entire process, is different in every stage. I certainly like being hands-on on set because that's where you really capture, you know, what you're going to be molding into the final product. But, you know, obviously that's exciting because you're able to really create there, you know, of what you're capturing in the frame and the camera to be able to then later obviously take it in the post, which is another fun phase where you see it all come alive and come together for the final, you know, product that's going to go on screen. And to assemble that, it's very time consuming, and you have to have a lot of patience. So that's a long process. But being on set and that adrenaline rush of having to race against the clock and to have all these challenges to overcome and capture what you need to on screen to create that vision on the spot, I think that's a thrill that most, you know, filmmakers and crew and people that work on set just in general can't get enough of at the end of the day. It's like almost like, you know, being an athlete and you know, you getting to be able to go out in the field or in the ring to be able to, you know, do your show and perform. And so the set is where we get to all perform, not just the actors, but the directors and producers and every crew member. I mean, that's our performance stage where we perform to bring this to life. And then obviously, you know, we put all the icing on the cake later on during the post and everything else. And then after that, the marketing and release is another phase, you know, which is fine because you get to see it not only come alive, but to see it live and have that life and the birth of it into the world, which is another amazing process. And but at the end of the day, it also all starts with the script, right? So that's a fun process too, is to conceive the idea and put it on paper and to see that write out. That's another, you know, could be a long process and you need to have the patience. But again, back to where being on set would probably take the number one spot just because of that adrenaline rush and you know, the energy, high energy you get. But you know, it's just any like anything else that's tiring and it's work. It's you got to love it to do it.
And a lot of people don't realize that, because when they watch a movie, they see the actors. And they might say, well, how does this movie get made? Well, there's a director, there's producers and all that stuff, and there's a writer and all that. But they don't realize of all the cast that's really of importance. Because everybody, like we said, it's a team. And there's important crew members from the drivers that pick, do the airport runs and all that stuff. There's
Oh,
the
absolutely.
caterers that feed the cast and
Yeah,
crew.
I mean, people don't realize if the caterer is late by even a minute, that's big trouble. Time is money on a set, and time could cause the sun to go down, and now you don't have that perfect sunset shot that you needed, or scene that you needed to finish during the day, or whatever it is. But every little thing on a set, in person, and event, it works like a domino effect, and it matters. One little second off, but someone not being able to pick up someone from the airport properly or get an actor to the set on time properly can cause a huge domino effect that could be huge, costly financially and artistically. So it's very important. Everyone's got to be on their A game, and that's one of the good things about, having the studio system films and the higher independent films, is to be able to manage a proper standard across the board. And obviously every production is stressful. The bigger they get, the more stressful it gets too. But the problems start to get bigger, then you can kind of eliminate some of the smaller issues and worry about the bigger issues. And but at the end of the day, you gotta, like we were saying, have to have fun and enjoy being under that pressure and being in that environment, and being able to do that hard work and enjoy it. Otherwise, it's not for everyone. I mean, if it was that easy, everyone would be doing it. There's a lot of sacrifices and struggles that come with it. And at the end of the day, we enjoy it. This is what we signed up for.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, the next question is going to be a two-parter, but it's pretty much the same question, just worded differently. So, Mojave Diamonds is already out. So, where can that be viewed? If you want to see this movie, where can the audience see it? And then for MR9 and Boneyard, when and where can that be viewed? Because I know they aren't out yet.
Mojave Diamonds is currently out on DVD and digital, and anywhere you can see VOD. It's also releasing in multiple different countries internationally in different territories. It's going to probably come to streaming in a few months, but you can definitely get it on Amazon, Apple, all those places right now. Boneyard is set for, I think, sometime next year, spring or so. But Lionsgate is handling that, so we'll be delivering it end of the year, and we'll see what happens. But MR9, it's looking like a end of August theatrical release coming up. So we're just now busy wrapping up some of these other things, and I'm looking at some other scripts, and we'll see where the rest of the year takes us.
Awesome. And speaking of that futuristic approach, the last question I got for you, do you have any other film projects you want to promote? Any social media accounts, websites, anything at all that you would like to promote to the listening and the viewing audience?
I'm not too active on social media all the time, but you can catch me on Instagram, Facebook, my IMDb, has a lot of the projects that I'm involved with as a producer, director, writer, and things that are coming up, and things that have come out. Most of it's all usually available, anywhere you can stream movies, anywhere you can buy DVDs. So, most of my announcements and up-to-date stuff come out, usually on my Facebook or Instagram things. So just stay tuned. Lots of exciting stuff coming up.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Asif, for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Scotty. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, just everybody follow Slasher Scotty on all the social media accounts. Of course, this is if you're watching this on YouTube, the video version, you can like, subscribe, and comment, share on social media. If you're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any other audio platform listening to this, you can do the same. Rate, like, comment, share on social media. And of course, I'm on Cameo, so you can give your Father's Day's coming up. If you want anything for a Cameo, birthday, anniversary, or if you want, if you're in a relationship and it's not going the way you want to end the relationship, but you're afraid to do it, I'll do it for you. So just, you know, give me a shout out and let me book me a cameo. And my books by Ford from Jamie Lee Curtis, The Ultimate Halloween Movie Experience. Check that out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. And then, of course, I got my Funko Pop right here from Slasher Scotty, which is coming out shortly. I'm waiting. I just filled out the paperwork, so I'm waiting for that to come out, so you can get that as well. But thank you, Asif, so much for joining me. Anybody that wants to see where these movies are coming out, check out Asif's social media accounts. Check out on all the platforms that he mentioned. And, of course, for any future projects that he is coming out, if you're watching this, say, a year from now, check it out at his IMDb, and you can see whatever he has coming out. And I hope to have you back on again soon.
All right. Thank you, Scotty.
Absolutely. Have a great rest of your night.
You too. Bye-bye.